Can I get some scary music? Because, Candace, I'm freaking out over this.
You about to scare me again today?
Well, not. I mean, hopefully this doesn't scare you, but we were talking about this yesterday. We're going to talk about it all throughout October. We're going to do BTK's Billy the Kid's Haunted Tour, right? Yeah, we talk about haunted places here around the Metroplex. And yesterday, we talked about the Lady of the Lake. We had so many people blow us up about this.
I didn't know it was that big of a deal.
Oh, yeah. White Rock Lake. This is allegedly one of the most haunted places in Texas. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
One of the most haunted places in Texas. The story goes with the Lady of the Lake is many people over decades have picked up a hitchhiker on the side of the road by White Rock Lake, and she wants to go to her home, gives them an address, and then once you get there, she's gone. She disappears. And this has happened so many times throughout so many years. Well, this guy's on the phone. Hold on. This guy's on the phone who knows, wrote a book about this? About White Rock Lake? Yeah. Are you there? Who's this?
Hey, good morning.
Now, I'm dying to know what you've written a book about the Lady of the Lake?
Yes. It's available on Amazon. It's called, strangely enough, it's called White Rock.
White Rock.
And it's, I've spent literally 8 years researching all of the myths. I've interviewed so many different people. I'm sorry, I'm at work right now, so I'm
no, it's okay. I'm excited you called. So your book is called White Rock, because I'm definitely going to check this out. Yes, now, sir. What did you find in years of studying this and the history behind it? What did you find out? I mean, without giving everything away.
Well, the thing of it is that there's a ton of death associated with that area. So first of all, it's a man-made lake.
Yep.
And at the turn of the century, it was actually a valley. When it was still a valley, there were three different municipalities on opposing sides of the area. Each one had its own community, and each one had its own cemetery.
Oh.
So when all of that land was acquired, I mean, immediately there's just this concentration of spiritual energy.
Yes.
I believe it was 1911 when the lake finally opened. Mm-hmm. Immediately, like a small prop plane went down and four people died immediately.
Yes, so, I read that too. Yeah.
Yeah, so there are all of these and it just keeps going and going. There's so much accumulated death that has happened there, and even the early 2000s, where most recently a 67-year-old woman had literally gone to the lake, folded her clothes, and left her books on the side of the shore, and literally walked into the lake and drowned herself.
Of course, I think I remember hearing about that on the news.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, of course, if you remember that, then you remember the machete murder that happened, I think, about 5 or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Or again, I don't have my notes in front of me.
But that was on the trail, right?
Some weird. Yeah, yeah. So, that was on the trail. Now, so much has gone on in that area.
Yep.
So it's close to Flagpole Hill as well. So, and there's been decades of stuff coming out of witchcraft and people seeing strange fires burning. Dealing with that. So this whole area is filled with so much strange energy.
Yeah, one of the things I always read about Flagpole Hill is because it was... what I've read is it's haunted by Native Americans who are still jilted because the land was ripped away from them.
Wow.
Exactly. So I think that really adds to the spiritual residue. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. So let me tell you, one of the most crazy accounts I found on a blog, and the gentleman that wrote it was a first responder. So apparently somebody had drowned and they had called out the police and they had scuba divers, you know, looking. So they'd been looking for about 2 hours. It was now a recovery. You know, they knew they were going to find a body. They hadn't found anything. And if you know anything about Texas lakes, it's filled with sediment. You can barely see in front of you. Right. It's so eerie. I'm a scuba diver. This guy's making his last round, can't see anything, you know, so he's coming up. And of course, you know, it being a lake, they're underwater trees and all of this debris. So he feels himself snag on something. So he tries to, you know, pull himself free, thinking it's a tree branch or something. Well, whatever it was pulls back on him.
Are you serious?
This is what I've heard.
I am.
Yes.
I am absolutely serious, dude.
One account that I read was a woman and a group of kids, actually, but one woman said she was in, this was back in college, she was drinking, they brought some beer down there, they were swimming when they knew they weren't supposed to, and one of the girls there felt something grab her leg, and they literally had to go get this girl and save her because something was pulling her down into the lake.
Yeah, it's insane, dude.
I got to check your book out. It's called White Rock?
Yeah, it's called White Rock. My writing name is J. Rene Guerrero, J. Okay. Period Rene Guerrero. It's available on Amazon, and, dude, I'm proud of it. One thing that I'll give you this as an ending thing. Everybody who's seen the ghost, you know, there's some common things, you know, okay, she's by herself, she's in a dress, she's soaked to the skin, she asked to be taken somewhere, but a lot of the details are different. What she looked like, the color of her hair. So what I wrote is the reason that all, you know, that some of these details are different is that there's more than one ghost.
Oh my gosh.
That just gave me the chills.
From the Mullen and Mullen personal injury.